Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, June the 20th. Wisconsin Republicans have a better impression of former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani than they do of hometown political giant Tommy Thompson. That's what the results of a new poll released yesterday show. The University of Wisconsin Survey Center's Badger poll asked for impressions of presidential candidates in each party, in addition to potential candidate Al Gore. Giuliani had the highest favorability rating among Republicans at 64%, beating out Thompson at 58%, John McCain in third at 16%, Mitt Romney 4%. Al Gore was viewed favorably by 62% of Democrats, followed by New York Senator Hillary Clinton with 60%. Illinois Senator Barack Obama came in third with 57%, and John Edwards, 54%. The poll was conducted between June 7th and June 15th and has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. We will talk about the results of the Badger poll with our guest this hour and with you. We wonder what impressions you have of the presidential race, the 2008 presidential race, and which of the candidates you favor at this point. 8 months or so before Wisconsin's primary. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. This isn't really a straw poll, as we do from time to time, but we're wondering which candidate you do favor right now and why, and whatever questions you have for our guest political scientist. Kathy Kramer Walsh is a professor of political science at UW-Madison. She is the faculty investigator for the UW Survey Center's Badger Poll, and she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
I noticed that you didn't specifically ask the question, if the election were to be held today, who would you vote for president? You asked it differently. Why is that?
It's because, as you said, it's still 8 months before the primary and a whole 16 months until the general election day, and we felt it was just a little bit too far in advance to ask that outright election question.
But you did then, so what did you ask?
We asked whether people felt favorably or unfavorably toward the various candidates. And we asked about people who had declared, as well as a few potential folks. So Al Gore obviously hasn't declared yet for the race, but there's been enough talk about him that we thought we'd throw him into the mix and see how people were feeling about him.
Yeah, so any surprise from you, a political analyst, that Al Gore had the highest favorability rating?
Yeah, I was surprised, to tell you the truth. That was a surprise to me. But honestly, in retrospect, maybe I shouldn't have been so surprised, because the folks who did really well in this poll in terms of net favorability, meaning their favorable ratings far outweighed their unfavorable ratings, all those folks tend to be people with whom we're pretty familiar already. So Giuliani and Tommy Thompson, and then Al Gore and Hillary Clinton did well with Republicans and Democrats, respectively. And all four of those folks are people that Wisconsinites are pretty familiar with.
Yeah. We're more familiar with Tommy Thompson, though. Oh, so why wouldn't he be on top?
That's a surprise. I don't have a good explanation for that. It could be a little bit of him not playing so well in other parts of the country, and people might be aware of that, although I'm a little bit hesitant to say that, given how unfamiliar folks are with some of the other candidates. So it's not clear that people are paying a whole lot of attention to kind of election news yet.
Yeah, and we're certainly familiar with John Edwards, since he ran before, and he was... at the bottom of the pack in the Democrats.
That could be, although it's true. A lot of people were paying attention to the primary in 2004, but there may be some uncertainty about him as a presidential versus a vice presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm. Then again, it should be noted, with a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points, that makes this. pretty close in many cases.
You bet. Mm-hmm. Especially among the Democratic candidates. Basically, it's a tie between the four that we asked about. So Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, Obama, and Edwards, they all pretty much fall into the same lump. There's a little bit more distinction among the Republicans, though, especially with Mitt Romney coming in a little bit of a surprising 4% net favorability. And I say that's surprising because it's pretty different from the results coming out of Iowa. So a Des Moines Register poll back in May, mid-May, showed Romney doing pretty well, in fact, having the highest net favorability among the Republican candidates.
Yeah. We are talking about the results of the latest Badger poll, the University of Wisconsin Survey Center's Badger poll, released yesterday on the 2008 presidential race and our impressions of the candidates and whether we favor them or not. We're talking about the results, and we'll talk just some in general about the presidential race and welcome your questions and your favorable candidates. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 17 minutes past 6 o'clock. Who is Hillary Clinton? After 5, Ben Marins and his guest will discuss the presidential candidate, her formative years, her triumphs, tribulations in the White House, her own political career and aspirations of becoming the first female president of the U.S. Ben will be talking with the co-author of Her Way, The Hopes and Ambitions of Hillary Rodham Clinton. That's after 5 this afternoon. Well, we're talking some about Hillary Clinton, talking about all of the presidential candidates during this hour with Kathy Kramer Walsh, professor of political science at UW-Madison. She is also the faculty investigator for the UW Survey Center's Badger Poll, released yesterday on the presidential race in 2008, which found that Wisconsinites have some favorable and not so favorable impressions of the candidates running for president. Wisconsin Republicans have a better impression of Mayor Rudolph Giuliani than they do of Tommy Thompson. That's the results of the poll. Has Giuliani with 64%, Thompson 58%, John McCain a distant third, 16%, Mitt Romney a distant fourth, 4%. Al Gore, while he's not declared to run for president, was added to the list, and Al Gore was viewed favorably by 62% of the respondents, followed by Hillary Clinton with 60%, then Barack Obama, and then John Edwards. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And before we go to the phones to hear from callers on candidates that they like or questions that they have about the poll or the presidential race, what else did you ask in the poll besides what candidate, you know, what's your impression of the candidates, Professor Kramer Walsh?
Well, we asked folks how important they thought this upcoming election was, and sort of if they'd been giving any thought to the candidates. And in some respects, it's sort of a mixed picture. So although people are still pretty uncertain about, say, Barack Obama and John Edwards and John McCain and Mitt Romney, and I say that because there were quite a large percentage for each of them, at least 25% who said they didn't know enough to say whether they felt favorably or unfavorably towards those candidates. Even though they have a lot of uncertainty about the candidates, they do think it's going to be a very important election. So two-thirds of Wisconsinites think it's going to make a lot of difference who is elected president. And a lot of people have given some thought to the race. So about 60% say they've given at least some thought to the people who might be running. So even though it's still really far out in front of the actual voting days, people are seeing this as an important race.
Yeah. Now, I know that you asked about various issues, that state and national issues, and those will be released in subsequent days. But was there any issue questions in the presidential race segment?
Yeah, not that we've released so far. But I should tell you that as part of the work we're doing on the Badger Poll, I've been traveling around the state in the last few weeks to actually talk with folks in different communities face-to-face and ask them what they think the big issues are. And I know from those conversations that health care and taxes are right up there, and especially gas taxes. People are pretty concerned about the price of gas these days and people in all walks of life.
Yeah, and certainly, if any other if previous polls are any indication, the war in Iraq is one of the dominant issues.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Yeah. Let's take some calls. Dave in Wanakee is with us. Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Hi. I just learned this morning that the chairman of Rudy Giuliani's presidential campaign in South Carolina was indicted for purchasing a pound of cocaine. And I was wondering if that reflects on Rudy Giuliani's ability to pick people of character or whether Republicans even care about such things.
Well, I know it's not a poll-related question, Professor Kramer-Walsh, sure. But how might something like that reflect on a candidate? Is that likely to be hurtful to his campaign?
It sure could be. It's very much will depend on where people stand. If they feel pretty favorably towards Giuliani to begin with, it's possible that they'll tune that kind of information out and say, you know, these kind of things happen, and it's not Giuliani himself. Whereas people who don't feel so favorable towards him or a little bit skeptical about him, this might be the kind of information that confirms their fears.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that. Maybe we'll have my producer, Christy Taylor, look to make sure that particular item is truthful or in the news.
Yeah.
Tom in Fitchburg is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Why don't you check on Richardson? Who's my favorite, I believe, most qualified. And
I'm sorry, Tom, did you say why didn't you ask about Bill Richardson?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Well, we asked about the top four, the top four candidates in terms of who is getting the most buzz in the news for each of the parties. So you're right, we left off Richardson, and there's various other candidates on both sides that we've left off, but partly for the constraints of the poll and also because we knew that many people don't have impressions about most of the candidates yet, and so there's a trade-off between putting a name out there and kind of giving a false sense of the perception that people have and just giving an accurate perception of public opinion in the state. But that's a good point. He's someone who's faring pretty well in the Iowa polls and in the national polls. I say pretty well, meaning he's getting about a 5% of Republicans. I'm sorry, of Democrats saying that they're leaning towards Richardson in national polls, like a national Gallup poll that came out earlier this week or last week, and about 10% of Iowans are saying that they're leaning towards him.
Yeah, and I have in front of me an NBC Wall Street Journal poll that has him, this was just released yesterday or the day before, too, with Hillary Clinton with 39% of the vote, Barack Obama 25%, John Edwards 31%, and it says Bill Richardson and Joe Biden lagging behind at 4%.
Okay. So,
thank you, Tom. Next is Stephen in Lafarge. Hi, you're on the air.
This whole personality-based politics, the horse race, is so juvenile and immature. And, of course, it reflects our general stupidity as a people. But back when I had brain damage as a Republican, and I am surrounded by Republicans out here, I cannot understand how people can give any credence to Giuliani. He was involved in the inside job of 9/11. He knew that that number 7 was coming down. He even...
Thank you, Stephen. You don't know that he knew that. And let's talk a little bit about, though, Rudy Giuliani's topping a lot of these polls on the Republican side, though, mm-hmm. Kathy Kramer-Walsh. apparently people do like his image as America's mayor during that time of 9/11.
Yeah, you bet. And I think people kind of came out of that event with a very strong impression of him as a leader, and that's so far that's doing very well for him on the campaign trail.
Yeah, and my producer, Christy Taylor, did find an article that says that Rudy Giuliani's South Carolina campaign treasurer apparently was arrested with this charge, Christy. Mm. All right. John in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, I think this is going to be essentially a Democratic election. I think most of the country and this state in particular suffering from a disabling attack of cognitive dissonance. In other words, we all know there's been an authoritarian march in this country by the neocon administration. It's been rubber stamped by the Republican hierarchy, you know, the dominant Republican dominance in both houses right through, and it scares everybody, not just war policy, but loss of civil liberties and torture and extraordinary rendition of warrantless wiretaps, on and on and on, deficit spending, no energy policy. So I think it's going to be a Democratic race. My personal favorite is Edwards, and what I always consider is who's going to deliver on their campaign promises. I think Edwards has a consistent war policy, even though I object to a private solution to the national health care crisis that we're facing right now. I still favor his policy over the others. In other words, Hillary Clinton, I think, is going to be a mirror image of her husband. If she divorced Bill, I might think about voting for her, but that's not going to happen. Obama, he was a protege of Lieberman. He, like Clinton, they're just following the polls now. In any of these elections, the candidates have two masters. They have a populist one during the election, and they have a corporate one due to corporate financing in the elections afterwards. I think Edwards is going to give us more populism and less corporatism than the other two candidates. He's the only one that I think is really going to give us a real energy policy, and that's something we drastically need. And I don't think, and I think all three candidates, though, are going to totally reverse this preemptive war policy and this expansion of American policy. I have no doubts whatsoever we're going to have a Democratic president, but I hope it is Edwards.
Yeah. We only have about a minute before our news break. Kathy Kramer-Walsh, talk a little bit about anything that John had to say. I was going to ask you is whether you agree with him that this looks like this is going to be a Democratic race this year. Or next year.
Yeah, well, it's hard to say this far out, but there's a lot of substance to what he's saying. For example, there's a lot of discontent with President Bush showing through in his low approval ratings, and a lot of discontent with the war in Iraq. And in Wisconsin, one question that we did ask that does kind of shed some light on the things that he said is just to ask folks not which candidate out of all of them they would vote for, but which party they would like to see holding the presidency next time around. And 43% said that they didn't have a preference yet whether it would be a Democrat or Republican. And that's a large chunk of people. Mm-hmm. But among the people who said a Democrat or a Republican, 33% preferred a Democrat and 22% preferred a Republican.
We'll hold it there for now, and we'll talk more about this after we check news from National Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along on this Wednesday, June the 20th. It's 6:36. We are talking about the presidential race in 2008 and which of the candidates Wisconsinites favor, according to the Badger Poll, the UW Survey Center's Badger Poll released yesterday. And wondering who you favor for president at this point, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. The results found that Wisconsin Republicans have a better impression of former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani than they do of Wisconsin native Tommy Thompson. Survey Center's Badger poll found that Giuliani had the highest favorability rating among Republicans at 64%, topping out Thompson at 58%, John McCain coming in with 16%, and Mitt Romney 4%. Al Gore was viewed favorably by 62% of Democrats, followed by New York Senator Hillary Clinton with 60%, Illinois Senator Barack Obama third with 57%, and John Edwards at 54%. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Who do you favor in the presidential race and why? What questions do you have about the presidential race or the Badger poll? Our guest is Kathy Kramer Walsh, professor of political science at UW-Madison, the faculty investigator for the UW Survey Center's Badger poll. And just before news time, Professor Walsh, you were telling us about the question you asked about whether we want to see a Democrat elected president or a Republican elected president. And the most, or not most, but yeah, 43% didn't have a preference yet, but 33% said Democrat, 22% said Republican. What does that tell you?
Well, the large chunk of folks who said they didn't have a preference yet tells us that it's still really early in the race. And so even though you see a higher percentage of folks saying Democrat than Republican, it would be kind of hasty to take that as an indication that Wisconsin's going to go Democratic next time around.
Mm-hmm. We did get an email. Who is this from? This is from Ann in Decorah, saying that we have a truly exciting election ahead of us, and we need to know that our votes are counted and counted correctly. It will not matter if we pay attention and do our duty to vote if we don't have safeguards in the voting process. Any concern about that from your meetings or the poll?
Well, with the poll in particular, that's not something that we've polled on yet. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it is a big concern. And just in my other work and among other political scientists around the country, there's definitely a lot of concern about kind of the balance between election access and election safety. And there's always a trade-off between putting in more safeguards and ensuring that the most number of people vote, because every time there's another barrier to voting, whether it be another form of ID, another hurdle that people have to go through in order to cast their vote, we can be pretty sure that the level of turnout is going to be lower.
Yeah. Another email, Mayor Bloomberg changing his status to unaffiliated is exciting. I think we all have a hunger for a leader of this country as opposed to a Democratic or a Republican president with all the strings and policies attached. Talk some. We haven't talked about that, and I know that you didn't put Michael Bloomberg in the Badger poll, but Michael Bloomberg yesterday withdrew his membership from the Republican Party, and a number of people are wondering if he is setting himself up for an independent run for president.
Well, that sure is interesting. It just goes to show how much this race could change yet. So we asked about Democratic and Republican candidates and not independent candidates, and there's no reason to expect that there won't be a strong third party candidate in this race. So or to not expect that. So. That could certainly make things pretty interesting, especially when you go back to the history between Bloomberg and Giuliani, and that might really cause some interesting tensions in this race.
Next, we go to Steve in La Crosse. Hi, Steve. You're on the air.
Good morning, Joy and guests. I'm a Republican from La Crosse, and I just wanted to comment and ask a question about our field. I do like all our candidates, actually. I think we have an incredibly strong field, but they all seem to have something that detracts from, just being the clear front runner. McCain and Giuliani obviously have some controversial views on abortion and immigration and some other things. But as far as true conservatives, I think people will like, and I like too, Fred Thompson. And then I'd like your guest to comment on Newt Gingrich's idea of waiting until September and going with this American Solutions interest group, having these seminars across the country, and then running on the power of his ideas. And have you done any polling on personality traits and leadership qualities that people see in our candidates, especially Fred Thompson and Newt Gingrich?
Thanks for the questions. We have not done polling yet on personalities and leadership characteristics. That's something that will be forthcoming down the line. But it's great that you raised Fred Thompson and Gingrich. Obviously, those are two folks that we didn't include in this poll. Fred Thompson has gotten a lot of attention lately, and sort of when we put our poll together, that was just before all the attention was kind of going towards him. But he's doing very well in national polls. So the Gallup poll I was talking about earlier that was done June 11th to June 14th showed him at about 19% of Republican and Republican leaners, or kind of people who are kind of halfway between Republicans and independents. 19% of those folks favored Fred Thompson the most, and so he kind of took second place to Giuliani there. Newt Gingrich is polling very well, too. His ideas about the seminars are pretty compelling. I think a lot of people are looking for someone who's going to truly listen to their concerns. And any time a candidate can demonstrate that they're going out to the people of the country and listening to what their major issues are and then making a concerted attempt to include that in their platforms, that fares very well with people. And so it could be that that strategy will do Gingrich very well down the line.
I'm sorry, you don't think it's going to be too late to enter the race late?
That's pretty late, no doubt. But it's possible that because the race started so early, there's going to be a lot of candidate fatigue. And when September rolls around, maybe a fresh voice will really be something that draws people and gets people energized. So it's a risky strategy, but it might work.
Thank you, Steve. Anne in Madison is with us now. Hi, Anne.
Hi. Well, Giuliani is widely detested by New Yorkers. And I think they're the people who know him best. They say he has, you know, basically criminal connections. He's very rigid. His only real plus is that he walked the streets of New York after 9/11. Bloomberg, on the other hand, is very respected as a mayor. And I think that I would support basically Kucinich, but he's being forced out. So I like Christopher Dodd of Connecticut. He's the only primary candidate whose platform includes closing Guantanamo Bay right now and repealing. He's written a bill that would repeal the Military Commissions Act. He said that his father was one of the prosecutors at Nuremberg after World War II. And I also agree that polls conducted a year and a half before elections with candidates limited to four or five from each party, all of them approved by corporate America, are really invalid. It's just the corporate media's attempt to limit and decide important elections, and I think the public sees through those.
Hmm. Is that what you're trying to do, Kathy Kramer?
Well, no, and I am no. Our goal at the Badger Poll is to truly be a resource for the people of the state. So what we're trying to do right now is just kind of capture the shape of public opinion in Wisconsin at the moment. And so I pretty strongly disagree that the results are invalid. I mean, poll results at any time need to be taken with a grain of salt. You need to take into account the margin of error and the kind of the rapid nature of political change. As far as giving a snapshot on how people feel about the top four candidates in each party, I think these are a pretty good picture.
Yeah. Let me check the weather, and then we'll continue talking with Kathy Kramer Walsh. She is a professor of political science at UW-Madison. She's talking with us about the latest results from the UW Survey Center's Badger Poll. Yesterday, the Badger Poll released results on the 2008 presidential race to find out what impressions we have of the candidates running for president. And we are asking you, who do you favor for president and why, if you have a preference at this point? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're tuned to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we will be talking about states experimenting with merit pay for teachers. A bonus is given for raising student achievement and for reaching other goals. We'll talk with a guest about why this idea is gaining momentum. That's coming up after 7 o'clock, and we'll wonder if you think Wisconsin should participate in this trend. Right now, apparently not. Should teachers get merit pay? That's coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about presidential politics, the race for president in 2008. Which of the presidential candidates do we prefer in Wisconsin right now, according to the UW Survey Center's Badger Poll? And we have open lines right now if you want to get in your question or your thought about the presidential race or the candidates. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Do you think it's too early to be talking about presidential candidates, the presidential race? Do you think that this is going to be an important race? Do you have a candidate at this point right now? According to the Badger poll, our Republicans like, so far, New York City, former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. He had the highest favorability rating that was reported in the Badger poll, followed by former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson, followed by John McCain, and then Mitt Romney. Al Gore was viewed favorably by 62% of the Democrats, followed by Hillary Clinton with 60%, Barack Obama 57%, John Edwards 54%. The poll was conducted between June 7th and June 15th and had a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. Our guest is Kathy Kramer Walsh, professor of political science at UW-Madison. She is the faculty investigator for the UW Survey Center's Badger Poll, and I wanted to ask you about whether there are any demographic differences, Professor Kramer Walsh, especially when it comes to women and Hillary Clinton. Did you find anything about that in your poll?
Yeah, absolutely, that there's a pretty large gender gap in terms of favorability and unfavorability towards Hillary Clinton. So about 58% of women said they felt favorable toward Hillary Clinton, and whereas only 29% of men felt favorable toward her. And then when you look at the unfavorable, it's the flip side. So 58% of men said they felt unfavorable, and 35% of women said they felt unfavorable toward her. So women definitely feeling more favorable toward Hillary Clinton than men.
Yeah. I'm also going to ask you, it has nothing to do with your poll, but sure, it's in the news because Hillary Clinton did a political gimmick of sorts, but it did get her quite a bit of attention. We even did a program a couple of weeks ago when she was asking for the public to vote on what should be her campaign song. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yesterday she revealed the winner of the contest or the vote on that. And she did it by spoofing The Sopranos last episode, and got a lot of attention about that. A lot of people are saying this was to kind of warm up her image and to make her appear less cold and give her sort of a sense of humor. Do you think it worked?
Gosh, it's hard to say, but I definitely agree that's what the intent was. It's hard to say whether it worked. I think one of the things that Hillary Clinton struggles with is just people know a lot about her, or they think they know a lot about her, and she has a long history with the public. And so to overcome any kind of image problems that she has is going to take an awful lot, more than a campaign song contest. And yet people who feel favorable toward her, which there are many people in the public who do, that this kind of thing can just endear her to them even more.
Yeah. By the way, the winner was this. That's Celine Dion and You and I, the winner of the campaign song contest that Hillary Clinton had been conducting over the past several weeks. I had my money on Smash Mouth. let's go. I guess Bill Clinton did too. He said so in the Little Soprano thing. Jeff in Madison is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. I guess I just wanted to say that right now, I really, you know, honestly, don't favor either candidate, any candidates from any parties. I absolutely suffer from political fatigue, and I think it's kind of frustrating that the race has started so early, and I think that people may fizzle out, or, you know, I think that the Mayor Bloomberg's, or not Mayor Bloomberg, I apologize, but the Newt Gingrich has planned to announce at the end like that may, you know, may, I'm not necessarily supporting him, but I think that that may prove a wise strategy to become the new voice amongst all of the talking heads.
Want to talk a little bit about political fatigue, Kathy Kramer?
Yeah, it's very possible. I agree with the caller, and it'll be a really interesting strategy to watch. It's pretty much, well, we're pretty certain from the poll results that a lot of folks aren't paying a whole lot of attention yet, even though they feel it's going to be a really important election and have given some thought to the candidates. It may be that those of us who are political junkies are going to be the ones who are most fatigued because we're already paying quite a bit of attention. But perhaps for the rest of the public who generally doesn't pay a whole lot of attention until the elections, until just several months before the general election, this long campaign this time around isn't going to make that much difference. But this is pretty unusual, and it will be surprising if many major developments don't take place in the race between now and the primaries, and especially the general election.
Yeah, and I know that the general election is 16 months away, but the Wisconsin primary 8 months away. That doesn't seem that long off. I mean, and the way this campaign season is sort of front loaded with the Super Duper Tuesday.
Oh, right.
Will Wisconsin's primary, will we even have all of these candidates still in the race to vote for when it's Wisconsin's turn in February?
Yeah, I doubt that all of these folks will still be in it then. Mm-hmm. But the big day seems like it's going to be March 5th when at least 20, if I have this count right, 20 primaries and caucuses are going to be held on that day. And we're February 19th. And so we're still going to be in the kind of the heat of the moment, and I think our primary is going to get a lot of attention, and most of the candidates will still be in at that point. But you're right, 8 months is not a whole lot of time now. I mean, I was thinking back in January that it was a long way off, but 8 months, it's coming up pretty quick.
February 5th is the Super Duper Tuesday, isn't it? Or did you say it was March?
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Right. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Leonard in Tomahawk. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes. I think it's time that we really concentrate on our economic situation in our state and in our nation. And I think that the person that was behind the right agenda is John Edwards, and I think that we should concentrate on him totally, because it becomes a rash of who's better and who's this and who's that. If you take time to check the gentleman out, he's got his mind in the right direction. He's got it for the people, he's got it for the nation, and he's got it for our states. That's just the way I feel about it. I don't think that we should take and deviate from something that is good for everybody.
All right. Thank you, Leonard. Leonard's made up his mind.
Yeah. There's a lot of strong support for Edwards among your listeners, that's for sure.
Yeah. Nate in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. I'm actually undecided as to which party I would vote for president. However, right now, candidate-wise, at least for the Republicans and possibly for the general, I'm leaning towards John McCain, because he is, of at least the past top three Republicans, the person who has the most consistent record of being pro-life. And on top of that, he is somebody that was advocating dealing with global warming and also sending more troops to Iraq long before anybody else was, which told me that in both cases, he's somebody that realized something was going wrong.
Nate, thanks very much. Let's talk a little bit, though, about John McCain's campaign kind of faltering, Kathy Kramer-Walsh.
Yeah, kind of faltering, that's for sure. It's surprising how low his support is in Wisconsin here and in other polls, national polls and Iowa polls. I think people expected him to do a lot better earlier on, but there's been enough kind of tension between him and the Republican Party, and just uncertainty about, you know, how viable a candidate he's going to be, that it's kind of given him a tough row to hoe here in the election.
Yeah, can you give us just, I know you didn't ask about Ron Paul in the Badger poll, mm-hmm. but I want to talk a little bit about, he seems to be sort of that maverick candidate that we have Tim and O'Connemoc saying he likes him, Bill in Iowa is calling in about him. What about Ron Paul?
Well, maverick candidates like that are definitely important to watch, because as people sort of look at their top, kind of the top viable candidates, and don't feel a whole lot of warmth toward any of them, mm-hmm. Those maverick candidates can pull a lot of attention and pull a lot of support. So it's possible that it's kind of a dark horse candidate that's going to come through.
We'll keep an eye on that, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, about the Badger poll in the future. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot.
Kathy Kramer-Walsh, professor of political science at UW-Madison. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.